The Urban Museum of Pradapya that you can visit every day can be considered as a guided tour between the buildings and architecture of the planned town. The history of the foundation of Pradapya Nuova, which was built between 1925 and 1942, includes the main themes of the reflection on the Italian architecture. Typical of the first decades of the 19th century, the infrastructure planning, the national architecture competitions, the debate between traditionalists and rationalists all influenced its monuments. The buildings, realized by some of the most important Italian architects of the time, such as Gustavo Giovannoni, Cesare Bazzani, Florestano di Fausto, and Cesare Valle. In addition to the not less noted town planners like Arnaldo Fuzzi and Enrico De Angeli, represent the evidence of a real urban museum in the planned town of Pradapio. In fact, despite its own characteristics, Pradapio Nuova is one of the many planned towns built during the 20 years of fascism. However, it was built earlier and in a much longer time span than towns such as Sabaudia, Littoria, Carbonia. The Urban Museum of Pradapio can be compared to a real open-air museum, and it sets out to act as a guide to the most significant examples of rationalist architecture. We can still admire, aided with an itinerary made of illustrative panels and texts and images. In this way, it is possible to read the history of this town and understand the symbolic value Pradapio acquired at that time. The planning of the Duce town, based on the relationship between the simplicity of his birthplace and childhood home and the foundation of the city centre, aimed at outlining and strengthening the relationship between the poor farming origins of the head of the government and the modernity imprinted by the regime through public works. The realisation of the Urban Museum of Pradapio, which is a first important step towards the enhancement and the recovery of this urban and architectural heritage, is part of a more complex project, elaborated by the municipality in collaboration with the university, whose main aim is to create a place of meditation and exchange on contemporary history and on the memory of the 19th century.